This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, our cattle market actually saw mostly positive trade. We continued what we saw last week. We saw several of the contracts trade above last week's highs, but we could not hold the highs of the session, even though we had positive closes. Box beef, $1.32 higher today on the choice, $1.12 higher on select, moved 77 lows. Saw an estimated kill today of 112,000 head of cattle, and we saw last week's cash come in $6.66 higher for the Kansas steers out there and $9.05 higher for Nebraska steers. So that had a lot to do with the upside that we saw take place in the cattle going into the end of last week and starting off this week. October cattle closed $1.15 higher. December live cattle up 25 cents. October feeders up 40. November feeders up $1.72. And December lean hog 37 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Tom, what influenced the grain markets today?
Well, Elizabeth, I think that's an interesting part. Nothing seemed to influence them. They seemed to not pay a bit of attention to the numbers that came out of the USDA back on Friday morning on the monthly supply and demand report. Of course, we had no export inspections this morning. We will have no crop progress numbers this afternoon because today is Columbus Day, a government holiday. But we saw our wheat and our corn trade below last week's lows and close negative today, while the soybeans saw mixed trade and close mostly positive. On the close, December KC wheat 2.5 cents lower. March was down 2.25. In December, Chicago down 2.5. December corn closed 2 lower. March corn down 1.75. November beans 1.75 higher. And Jan beans up 2 cents, with December cotton 8 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.